Podcast, brought to you by Planet Rock Children's Ministry of the Rock Church Road Outreach Center in San Bernardino. And now for your host.
Welcome to Planet Rock Gravity Training Podcast. This is episode 3. I am your host, Jamal Brown, along with Pastor Armando Flores. And Pastor Armando, give the listeners a little bit, a little insight about yourself.
Okay, been here since 96. Serving in children's ministry since 98, volunteered till 2005, came on staff full-time then, started off as the early childhood director, and then through the ranks, navigated with ministerial responsibilities and classroom management and kids just helping me earn my stripes. And then I believe one of our pastors a few years ago started his own church. It was a church plant, and I took over his position. And so what, you've been here seven years?
Seven and some change.
Okay, so 7.5 years later, here we are.
Yeah, so I am a protege of Pastor Mondo.
My baby's growing up.
Worked under him. I learned a lot of what I do from him. So it's just only natural to bring him in on his conversation. And today, a lot of what we do is we do a lot of teaching, we do a lot of training, and we also do a lot of buffering or running interference for teachers and kids who are having issues in class, kids who are acting out, kids who have issues in class. And so a lot of times when we come in, you know, they're kind of at their last resort or don't know what to do just because of the whatever situation it is. And we come in and it's, you know, we don't bat a thousand.
No.
but we come, usually, you know, we come in, we have a conversation with the kid, we figure out a few things, and then, you know, the kid's good as new, kid's ready to go, kid's ready to learn, kid's ready to behave. And so they ask us, like, oh, what did you do? And it's like, well, you know, we wanted to kind of bring a spotlight on kind of what comes natural to us.
Yeah.
And it's connecting with kids. And
and
so this is three practical ways to connect with kids in your ministry. And this is perfect for volunteers or ministry leaders just to get better at what we do. Because this is the Gravity Training Program. Planet Rock is our children's ministry theme. And so gravity is what keeps our feet on the ground and helps us make the moves to be more efficient and get better at what we do.
Yeah.
So three practical ways to connect with kids. And the first one we're going to touch on in our policy and procedure handbook, one of our core values is you enter the heart of a child through the door of his, her, or her interest.
Yeah.
So one thing that we do from the gate, I guess, is introduce that kids, we need to connect with them. We need to figure out, you know, get on their level and see what they're into, what they like. That way, we can relate and have a discussion. You know, because if we're always thinking way up here as adults, you know, we always have bills or whatever, and we're not, you know, in cartoon land, you know, or whatever fidget spinner or whatever the latest thing is out, you know.
Yeah.
Then you know, there's a disconnect. So you know, entering the heart of a child through the door of his or her interest, we definitely need to figure out, you know, what they're into.
Yeah, I think definitely one of my biggest things is I like to talk about with the kids where we're at. One of the coolest crazes that came by that I thought I had to jump on, just so that I could still be a part of the ministry and relative, was the fidget spinner.
Yeah.
You know, and so
he had a collection.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, chrome plated.
Yeah.
Gold plated.
Yeah. My favorite one was that like iridescent look, where it was like, and it was heavy, it was weighted.
Yeah.
You know. And so every now and then kids would be like, hey, this is mine, this is what I got. And I'd say, oh, well, check out what I got, you know, and I'd spin it and bust it out. You know, I learned how to flick it.
Uh-huh.
Like the presentation was like huge.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd bust it out, flick it, spin it. And the kids were like, oh my gosh, like you're the best. You know, so I know that gave me status in their heart. I fit in. I'm not just this adult that's coming to take away the toys. You know, like I actually got one.
Yeah.
You know, so I was socially acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, that was a cool one. That was a cool craze. I tried to stay in with them because, you know, you never know where that's going to go. The conversation can go somewhere, or they may want to use mine and start playing with it. And I've noticed that they'll take it and they'll go to their friends and then they'll bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just using a small little metal shiny thing that draws in more as we, you know, share.
Yeah. And one teaching point that we usually touch on, well, I learned from Pastor Mondo, as far as like when you're connecting with kids, when you're relating with kids, it's like a bank account. You know, you need to make deposits into a bank before you can make withdrawals. So those deposits are the time that you take before the service even starts, where you guys, there's free time where you can talk and connect, show off fidget spinners, and all those things are deposits.
Yeah.
So then once the class starts, you know, and it's time to, all right, everybody sit up straight, where's your Bibles? You know, when you need to make withdrawals, there's a checking balance there, you know? But if you're not making no deposits, you're going to be overdrawn.
Yeah, you are.
Which a lot of people have experienced.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that we're like magical.
Yeah.
Or we're the kid whisperer.
We have some kid fairy dust. We just kind of...
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like the good cop, bad cop.
Like the
teacher that's in the classroom, they're subject to the hour and a half. And so we get the liberty and the pleasure of coming in. I mean, not just to say hi, but to problem solve.
Yeah.
But also, we have fresh eyes. You know, and that kind of helps with gaining perspective and even looking at the situation and determining, okay, where do we got to go?
Yeah.
You know, and I really appreciate you bringing that up, because when I first started here, I remember being in a twos class and, you know, here we go. Somebody hands me a crying kid, or, you know, there's the leg huggers, you know, and I'm trying to be the leg. Like, I even put my leg out there, like, grab my leg, you know, it's just as good as your mom's, you know. And so I learned early on that I had to get into their heart. And so, man, I mean, even like if you were to come into my life and just give me like compliments, and you give me like praise and tell me how good I am and how wonderful I look, or if you just deposited that into my heart for 30 minutes straight, Jamal, I would follow you wherever you go, bro. I'd be your best friend. I'd probably be your fanboy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we do that with the kids. And so when we need to get their attention, or we need to, you know, immediately cause them to restrain themselves or to discipline their behavior, a word does it all, because our words built that solid foundation.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool.
That is good. And you know, like Pastor Mano touched on, like, you know, for 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds, you know, the separation anxiety.
Yeah, it's huge.
Those are good ways to connect with kids too, because, you know, it's not just, oh, this kid is crying. It's no, this kid's crying for a reason. Like, let's see, you know. And so I usually do three points. I think I learned this from you too, you know.
Right.
Take them to the window.
Yes.
Show them, you know, the birds or the playground, or, you know, get their attention off mommy. Show them airplanes. Or I sit down and color with them, or draw something.
Yeah.
And I think I'm terrible at drawing, but I learned how to do like three like animals.
Yeah.
Like, all I know is I know how to draw fish, penguins, and like a shark.
Yeah.
And those three all the time.
Yeah. Like, number one.
or read with them. And usually
if those three
things don't work, and through a transition, if, you know, we're going outside to the playground or we're getting ready for snack, and those three things aren't working along with the transition, it's time. Like, I, you know, like I said, we're not batting 1,000.
No.
So, you know, it's time to try something else. Get mom involved, get somebody else involved in that situation.
Well, you know, with you starting it so young, I know that us working together being seamless, you know, one day I could potentially inherit your kids. So you're setting a foundation of a relationship with an adult in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're with the older kids, it's the same vibe. It's the same feel. I mean, instead of busting out the crayons, we have Uno, or we're playing checkers.
Or Jenga.
I just got this giant Jenga I'm like super pumped about, you know? So like, but anything we can do to get into their world, it's right. We're entering into their heart.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting into their world, and we're really trying to establish a relationship that lasts a lifetime, you know? And encouragement, that just seals the deal.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, Jamal, 100%.
So moving on to the next point, mm-hmm. It's three practical ways to connect kids in your ministry. The first is enter the heart of a child through the door of his or her interest. And the next one is kind of figure out what they need, you know? Because we, you know, it's problem solving 101 is figure out the problem, you know? If a kid is crying, there's a reason the kid's crying, you know? If, you know, it's either they have separation anxiety, they're hungry, or they're tired, you know? Or some mixture. They just got in trouble from before coming to church or even in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah, oh gosh. I've seen the kids coming in like, oh my gosh, and I don't want to look up. They look back at their mom and they're like, your mom's like, you know, you got to go. I've seen that.
Yeah, so don't, you know, just like, don't just write a kid off and, oh, this kid's bad just to be bad, or this kid don't know how to listen. No, take the time to figure out what the problem is, you know? And a lot of times, kids just need a hug.
Yes, so important.
Our society is so busy where it's performances. It's go and do this, go and do that, go and do this. And poor kids who's like, I just want to just slow down. Give me a hug, you know?
Yeah,
it's important. Pick up kids from school. How was your homework? What did you do to the teacher? Oh, you know, and it's just like, hey, how are you? I love you. Give me a hug. And I'm not saying that, you know, no parents do that ever. It's just some kids need it more than others.
Yeah, and you're right, Jamal. Like, there's been a lot of times where there's kids that I've grown up with here at church, and there's kids that I just get to know for the first time and build relationship. And it's really important to say, I care about you, you know, and I know you've had a hard day, and I know that things have gotten out of hand today, but this is a peaceful place. But I know before I can even get there and validate their feelings, you're right. Like, sitting there, paying attention, listening, making eye contact. I know sometimes my facial features, they say, like, you know, they're stern or they're real, like, focused, you know? So I try to make my face look kind. You know, I try to make myself look like I really like you.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm smiling or I'm showing sincerity. And then through that, you know, also telling the kid, like, hey, you can tell me some things and you're not going to get in trouble. Like, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to take your pearl and then just go to your mom right away and say, oh my gosh, believe what they did.
Yeah.
You know, and I know in doing that, there's a trust factor that goes into play, because that's not going to be the only time we're going to have that problem.
Yeah.
We're going to have many more of those, you know, and I think a successful exchange of words and dialogue will just let them know in the future, I'm somebody they can talk to.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool.
That is real cool. Definitely, you know, spending the time with the child and seeing what's going on, even in your classrooms, you know, as you're teaching on stage and you see, you know, some kids can't handle sitting next to their friends in class, you know? Yeah. And so seeing that, recognize it right away, you know, like, okay, this kid cannot be sitting next to his best friend or his cousin because, you know, and so separating them, you know, kind of gives them both what they need, you know, they're paying attention, they're not distracted, they don't have that urge to punch them or, you know.
Tickle, hit, fight.
Yeah, get under the chair.
Yeah. Oh my God, so many.
We see it all.
Oh my God.
We see it all. So, definitely take the time to see what they need.
Yeah.
And the last point we wanted to touch on as far as, you know, three ways to connect with kids is the classroom environment, you know, and this kind of relates to point number two, but kind of seeing the overall class environment, you know, if usually we have a Wednesday night service. Mm-hmm. And so our Wednesday nights, I know, is our toughest service because, kids been at school all day, babysitters all day. Some come, they don't get a chance to eat dinner. So it's just a rowdy bunch. So I already know, okay, I'm gonna give a little bit more leeway. You know, I'm not expecting everybody to sit down quietly for the 5 or 10 minutes, you know, part of the service. So, you know, I give a little bit more leeway, give a little bit more play time just to compensate for that.
Yeah. You know, and Pastor Mike, I remember when I came on, he would tell me too, like, I need to learn how to read the kids. You know, like when I'm looking at my classroom and I'm trying to present a topic or an idea, or we're doing the next thing on the schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, if my kids are not with it, then I need to be very flexible to where I can shift to the next idea.
Yeah.
You know,
honoring attention spans.
Yes. And even if, like, let's say I was like, I'm in the fives class and I'm due for 5 solid minutes, but 1 minute into it, they're like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, I hate you. You know, like, why am I here? I want to go home. So immediately, if I'm not transitioning them to the next exciting thing or creative thing or fun thing, then I'm quickly going to bypass that and move to something else. And I know prepping, like, taking the time to look at what your hour and a half or 2 hours would look like.
Yeah.
And then having, like, not just planned out to the minute, but maybe an extra 30 minutes like beyond the normal class time. Mm-hmm. That way you can pull out your bag of tricks. And
yeah.
We should all have a bag of tricks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny you say that because I run into bag, you know, I collect things in my bag of tricks,
that's awesome.
You know, every chance I get.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we were in the threes class and I forgot the guy's name, but I was, you know, service coordinator. I was helping out the service. And it was transitioned from playground time to inside time, and that's always crazy.
Yes.
And so we're going in, and the guy just busts out, "All right, guys, let's do the Itsy Bitsy Spider." I'm like,
"What?"
I'm like, "Let's see how this goes, you know?" So he does the Itsy Bitsy Spider, and he's like, "Okay, who's ready for the baby spider?" And I'm like,
"The baby spider."
Baby spider. And he just starts doing like this squeaky sound, and all the kids like started busting up, and he just had their attention. I'm like,
nice.
"Oh, that's going in my bag of tricks."
Nice. Yes,
so,
yes.
So
he
I have
needs
the
a job.
Yeah, I have the Itsy Bitsy Spider in my bag of tricks.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, definitely figuring out, you know, the class vibe and giving yourself enough time is important. You
that's
know,
good.
The prep time, and you know, we touch on this all the time, but it's really important is. Honor and attention span.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I've tried. I think sometimes God will grace me a couple more minutes. And I've learned that when I take advantage of that, that's when I start to have the little things popping up here and there where, like, I'm losing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're getting distracted. And then if I'm not on my game, my natural instinct is to get frustrated because you're not listening to me. But I think if I can just move with them and just try to drop that seed and then realize in my next segment there's another seed
mm-hmm.
to build onto that one.
Yeah.
I'm never losing them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I usually tell people, you know, because around my age, I guess, average is about 5,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's like, you guys got about 5 minutes,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
10 minutes if you're really, really good, or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If
nobody said you could.
No. If you're really, really good, you got 10 minutes, but usually 5 minutes, and then it's on to the next, you know? So
that's
like,
cool.
I like what Pastor Mondo was saying, kind of stretch out, you know, your service order where you have a few extra things, few extra points that you can touch on related to the mm-hmm. lesson, you know, if it's a review game or memory verse or Q&A,
yeah.
something that connects with them, connects with your lesson,
mm-hmm.
and you can just have, you know, as a backup.
Yeah, I love that.
Cool. Well, this has been 3 practical ways to mm-hmm. connect with your kids in your ministries. The first one is you enter the heart through the door of his or her interest. That's one of our core values here at Planet Rock Children's Ministry of the Rock Church. And a World Outreach Center
here
in San Bernardino.
That's how we roll.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
The second one is kind of figure out what they need. You
yeah.
know, if you can figure out, you know, if you can look at the situation, problem solving 101 is figure out the problem. If you can see that, if it's visual, if you can get it quick, or ask a few questions to kind of see what the kid needs to help them move on and transition into, you know, learning mode, or just get over, you know, some hurt or you know, that whooping they got in the parking lot.
Yes. One of those. Oh my gosh. So much.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of figure out what they need. And then the last one is just kind of just scan your classroom environment. See how your classroom environment is. Is, you know, is your team honoring attention spans? You know, maybe you're the team leader and your helper is leading a subject and they're losing them, but they don't know that they lost them, you know, and they're still trying to teach. And it's like, hey,
sailing.
We gotta wrap up.
We gotta
move this on, you know? And so, you know, work with your team on those transitions and just kind of helping the class flow. So yes, this has been 3 practical ways to connect with your kids in ministry. I am Reverend Jamal Brown. This is Pastor Armando Flores.
Yes.
And thank you guys for watching Planet Rock Gravity podcast, or listening, if you're listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We're filming right now, so if you're watching, thank you guys. Do you have any goodbyes?
No. This was really cool, Jay. Like, I appreciate you. Man, hands down, you're amazing, bro. Like, you said earlier, you're my protege, but by far, you've taken it to the next level. So I think that's a sign of a true leader, is you take what you've learned, you absorb it in your heart, you've made all the things that were established in our hearts, and you put it out there in a practical level, and people follow. You know, so good job, bro. You know, and even for you guys out there as leaders and volunteers and ministry heads, you know, like this is definitely practical stuff. Like you can take it tomorrow, right now, or if you're on your way to church and you're listening to this or watching this, like you can definitely put these things in play. And above all, relationship is bigger than anything.
Yes.
They may have a device, they may have a toy, but that one-on-one eye contact, affirmation, being told you're awesome, that right there is the number one thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, like we said, this is Planet Rock Ministry, yeah. The Rock Church and Rural Outreach Center, and this has been Gravity Podcast.
Number three.
Trace. We're coming at you with more. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.